AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna ask you what you're feeling like. We got feeling good. I'm out of touch. I completely forgot what the choices are because I don't even know what I've been doing with my fringy minis. Feel good, feel bad. Pretty sure this is bad. Feeling disappointed, feeling uncertain. Feeling like an update. Can't choose between good or bad feelings. Feeling
you can like stop science. Right there because it's been so long since I've delved into that. Try to figure out the difference between feeling uncertain and can't decide.
Are you sure you're not feeling like a Christmas mini? You didn't hear that one.
Damn it. I'm
okay. Okay. We're feeling uncertain. You can't take it back. This one's live science. Live science.
Yeah, we've never settled.
No, we haven't. Hidden DNA found in blue whales reveals they've been mating with other species and their hybrid offspring. This is by Harry Baker, February 5th, 2024. It's about as recent as I would like in a mini. And
can we just stop for a second and all agree that if you have the last name that's a profession, you can't name your kid Harry?
If you name your kid Harry, you gotta have a nice last name to set up for Harry.
Harry Sanderson, that's fine. But Harry Taylor, Harry Smith, Harry Baker, not good. Because then it's just the hairy version of the profession.
Harry Baker, I mean, yeah.
I mean, thankfully he didn't become a baker, but
I was just gonna say, our chef. Let's do this. Enough about who wrote this. Blue whales in the Atlantic Ocean are harboring a previously unknown and potentially alarming level of hybrid DNA, a new study shows. Is there an alarming amount?
I don't know. Is it human DNA?
We're gonna find out. The findings hint that whale hybrids are much more reproductively viable than previously realized.
Interesting.
Blue whales, Alienoptera musculus, are the world's largest animal, capable of reaching an astonishing 110 feet long, around three times longer than a school bus. The number of these giants plummeted in the early 20th century due to extreme levels of commercial whaling. As a result, blue whales are currently listed as endangered by the International Union of Conservation of Nature's IUCN Red List of Threatened Species, although their numbers are starting to rebound worldwide. Of the four subspecies of blue whale, B. musculus musculus, which is found in the... This just sounds like gibberish. Which is found in the North...
Is it musculus?
Musculus, yeah. B. musculus musculus, which is found in North Atlantic and North Pacific, is one of the most at risk. In a new study published January 6, 2024, in the journal Conservation Genetics, researchers analyzed the genomes of B. M. musculus. The M stands for musculus. I'm not sure what B stands for. In the North Atlantic for signs of inbreeding, which could impede the recovery of this group. The researchers created a de novo genome for this population, meaning it was created from scratch by piecing together bits of DNA from different individuals. The team then used this new genetic blueprint as a template to further analyze the full or partial genomes of 31 individuals from across the population's range. Quote, "This is a long, laborious process akin to assembling a huge jigsaw puzzle with no picture on the box for guidance." Sounds like I'd never want to do it. End quote. Study co-author. He didn't say that he didn't want to do it. I actually said that. Those are my thoughts. And then the quote ended. Mark Engstrom, an ecological geneticist at the University of Toronto, told Live Science in an email. But once the puzzle has been solved, it becomes much easier to do again and again, he added. They found that each of the sample whales had a fin whale DNA lurking within their genomes. Around 3.5% of the group's DNA come from fin whales on average. Scientists have long known that blue whales and fin whales can reproduce to create hybrids of the two species, Despite blue whales being around 85 tons, heavier on average according to the New York Times, these hybrids are sometimes referred to as blue whales and often look like unusually large fin whales with the coloration and jaw structure of blue whales according to a 2021 study. Until recently, it was assumed that these hybrids were infertile and could not have offspring of their own, similar to most other hybrid animals. However, a 2018 study revealed that at least some of these hybrids could successfully reproduce with blue whales. Researchers believe hybrid whales have been reproducing with blue whales, resulting in back-crossed offspring with mostly blue whale DNA and some fin whale DNA. This type of DNA transfer from one species to another via interbreeding is known as introgression. The new study team has suspected they may find fin whale DNA among the genomes they sequenced, but the amount of introgression between the species that we found was unexpected and much higher than reported previously, Engstrom said. That was a quote. Similar studies on fin whales have found no evidence that the species have inherited any blue whale DNA via introgression, Engstrom said. So it seems that only blue whales are capable, or perhaps willing, to reproduce with these hybrids. Wow. They're the only ones willing to reproduce with those guys.
Those freaks.
Yeah, they're freaks.
They're into freaky stuff.
Quote, we don't know why introgression appears unidirectional, end quote, Engstrom said. However, it could be because there are many more fin whales than blue whales, he added. There is also little evidence that introgression between fin... That's funny that it doesn't go the other way, actually. That the fin whale is willing, I guess, to breed with the blue whale if it's a blue whale, but not if hybrid. It's a hybrid.
Yeah, they have really weird standards.
This is also little evidence that introgression between fin whales and blue whales happens in any other part of the world, as far as we know. This is a phenomenon in the North Atlantic only, Engstrom said. Although why that might be is unclear, he added. There's no current evidence that carrying fin whale DNA negatively impacts blue whale individuals. However, Engstrom is concerned that if introgression continues, it could reduce the amount of blue whale DNA across the population, which could make these whales less resilient to adapting to new challenges such as human-caused climate change.
A pure blue whale would be better at adapting to climate change?
Yeah.
Is that what they're... Okay.
Yeah, that's what they said.
They say that apparently without any looking assertion. No, yeah, yeah. They got the blue in and therefore are superior. Yeah.
Exactly. Genomes also revealed that there was much less inbreeding between North Atlantic blue whales than expected. These guys are quite shocking. The researchers found that there is a significant gene flow between whales from the Western Atlantic and the North America and North America to Eastern Atlantic near Europe, which is likely caused by Western whales following the North Atlantic current eastward to feed. This is good news because it means the population is more connected and therefore more genetically diverse and resilient to changes, Engstrom said. Quote, this gives me hope that with sustained conservation efforts, Atlantic populations can recover, end quote. You gotta think that they know what they're doing. That's the end. Anyway, I'm not sure why I filed this.
It's not good news, it's not bad news, it's just news.
I don't know that I would file it anywhere else, actually.
Not under can't decide?
No. Oh, I feel like this was filed properly. Don't you?
I don't know, because you just told me you couldn't decide.
No, it was filed right.
I find it really interesting that it turns out whales are really like the dogs of the ocean, and that like apparently they're all just like different breeds of the same species because they can interbreed.
Well, apparently this is new news.
Yeah,
and...
but they really are. And it's funny because whales originally evolved from basically like a proto-wolf that would go out into the
heard
ocean.
Of me. Heard of me.
Basically wolves. They evolved from wolves.
Come from wolves. You could have told me leprechauns and I would have been equally shocked.
But yeah, it's kind of funny in that they're kind of like that, and they can be huge sense. Or tiny, but they can still breed together.
So just some wolves decided to go to the ocean?
Yeah, they started feeding from things in the ocean, and because their diet was more water-based, the ones that were born with genetics that are better for water started doing better and better, and eventually they couldn't leave the water.
I have to look into this more.
I know, it was weird when I first learned that too. They have a fossil record for it, so it's kind of crazy. Weird. Yeah.
That's fucking weird. Okay. So whales are just the wolves.
They're like dogs. You got Chihuahua sized ones and you got Great Dane sized ones. And they can all interbreed.
They're not a wolf. Okay, that fair enough.
I think. Enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely missing the point, but that's what I get from this.
No, that's a fact now. That's
yeah. Anyhow, you guys got 48 hours. Prove me wrong. Okay, bye.